item, can we please read 372 and 373 together?
372, vacate portions of Northeast Deering Drive and Northeast 112th Avenue and Northeast 111th Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations. And 373, vacate a portion of Northeast 112th Avenue, south of Northeast Deering Drive, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll turn it over to staff.
Good afternoon. I'm Carl Arruda, a right-of-way agent with the Bureau of Transportation. These two ordinances are street vacations for portions of Northeast Deering Drive and 112th Avenue, and also a little piece of 111th Avenue. And we have an additional presentation that Carl will help me with. Oh, there we are. Thanks, Carl. And as Andrew mentioned, the street vacation is connected with the LID that you just heard about. The vacation proposal was initiated by the Bureau of Transportation as part of the LID project. And these two ordinances are part of the same overall project as the street vacation for Northeast Mark Street, which council approved back in March. The right-of-way on Deering and 112th and 111th is undeveloped, and PBOT has no intentions of developing it into any city streets, as Andrew mentioned. On this map, I'll just point out that down here is Mark Street, and this is the area that was approved for the street vacation in March, and Deering Drive parallels the south branch of the Columbia Slough along here, and this is the small piece of 112th here, and 111th little stub that was platted on the Park Rose plat is over here. And I have a few photos. These are just some photos of, this is the undeveloped Deering Drive right-of-way. And as you can see, it's not a city street by any stretch, and so that is the current state of Deering Drive. And Andrew showed you some pictures of 112th Avenue. So this is the end, the north end of 112th Avenue after the construction was completed, and the street vacation area is basically the area behind this fence and gate going north into the trees there towards the slough. And then 111th Avenue is not in existence, if it ever did exist, crossing the slough there, but it was platted on the Park Rose plat about 100 years ago, and so we felt it was best to vacate that mysterious piece as part of this street vacation also. And Deering Drive, on this map, Deering Drive is the this area along here, south of this slough banks. As part of the street vacation, we notified city bureaus, other agencies and utilities and so forth, and we have several requests for easements to protect various assets. The Bureau of Environmental Services on 109th Avenue asked for an easement for a stormwater pipe that goes north on 109th into Deering Drive and then daylights into the slough. And so there's the piece of the pipe that is in Deering Drive that will then be covered by an easement after the street vacation is completed. Similarly, on 112th Avenue, Andrew mentioned the Water Bureau's work on the water main. And so this is a sketch of the water main that goes up 112th and into Deering Drive and actually goes under the slough out to the other side, on the north side of the slough. And so Water Bureau asked for an easement going for the full length of 112th Avenue into Deering Drive's vacation area to protect that pipe and to give the Water Bureau, you know, access for any future repairs or maintenance that might be needed on that pipe. There is also a PBOT streetlight on one of the utility poles in the vacation area in the trees. And so PBOT Streetlight Division asked for an easement to protect that streetlight and allow maintenance of that light as necessary. The Bureau of Environmental Services and the Multnomah County Drainage District also asked for access easements to get from 112th Avenue up to the slough for inspection and maintenance purposes in the slough. And over the same pathway, we had multiple requests from BES and the Neighborhood Association and the Columbia Slough Watershed Council for protecting public access along the trail here to the slough. And so PBOT will be taking a trail easement along a similar area to maintain public access. And this is another version of that same area showing the access easement and trail easement area here with the aerial photo. And these green lines and yellow lines show the existing pathway from 112 down here up through the vacation area and down to the water. And so that area would be shared by BES and the MCDD, and then there would be a pathway here for public access as well. BES also asked for a conservation easement along Deering Drive just to provide some additional protection. That area along the south bank of the slough is currently zoned with an environmental protection zone, but BES felt that a conservation easement would provide some additional protection that they felt was important for that stream bank area. And this is just a photo from the water, and I believe this area here is where 112th Avenue and Deering Drive end over here, and you see the lines coming down here. Just to kind of give you a viewpoint from the water and showing that there is a periodic public access there in the water and why folks asked us to maintain public access at that point. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
Colleagues? Commissioner Fritz.
So I'm just looking at, this is a city-initiated street vacation, right?
Yes.
So who is the petitioner?
Well, the petitioner would be PBOT and through Andrew Abbey's LID project that initiated it with our division.
So it says the costs of the street vacation, the staff time, are borne by the petitioner. Is that borne by the Bureau of Transportation or by the LID?
I believe it's funded through the LID project, and I think the costs for the street vacation are a small part of the cost that Andrew was discussing earlier.
Yeah, if I could just get clarification
Andrew
on that.
Would know more about the funding.
Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. So we had the chief benefiting property owners who stepped forward and said they wanted to work with us on this. So embedded in the LID assessment is the cost of the street vacation. Street vacation is not being apportioned to everybody in the LID. And I should also note there's some beneficiaries of the street vacation who are not paying for the street vacation. So we have, again, three of them who stepped forward, and we're willing to bear the cost to that.
Great, thank you. And this is one, it seems like, of a series of street vacations that the city has initiated or that have been initiated along with an LID. And we heard about another one this morning under Citizen Communications. So I'd like to get a briefing on city-initiated LIDs and also making it clear who's actually paying the costs for the street vacation part of it in the financial impact statement would be really helpful to me, so I don't have to ask them. But I'm glad to hear that the property owners who will benefit by having more property because of this are the ones who are going to pay for it. Thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner, I just wanted to add, I mean, part of the reason why we've been increasingly doing this on LIDs is not to leave these remnant rights of way that are sort of no man's land where PBOT doesn't really want it, and there's not really clarity for the property.
It makes
owners,
a lot of sense, I think, just spelling it out for me and others, because obviously vacating land means it's going back into private ownership, and it's can be a big deal.
Thank you. My colleague Dee will speak
more on that. Hi, good morning. Dee Walker, right-of-way acquisition. I actually oversee the street vacation program, and I would be happy to discuss with you and your office. We do have a criteria that needs to be met for city-initiated street vacations, and I'd be happy to speak with you about that.
Yeah, I'd be happy. I'd like to know, you know, what's in the pipeline and
exactly.
How would somebody leave? I noticed you were helping the petitioner this or the constituent
yeah, when
this
I,
morning.
When I found out that he was speaking, I had actually worked with him several years ago, and then I saw him on the agenda, and so I called him up. And
yeah, and you were right here to help him out, so I appreciate that. So just as, you know, to make things smooth,
sure.
I'd like to know. Thank you.
I'll reach out to you and see when you're available.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Does that complete your presentation on these two
yes.
items? Is there a public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have four people signed
Very
up.
Good.
Susan Barthel, Linda Robinson, and Corky Collier.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Susan Barthel, and I want to just address a couple of things about the access point for public recreation that's embedded in this idea. I consider this one of the most unique areas of the Columbia Slough. It's commonly called now the Little Four Corners area, and it's a place where one can walk to the water easily, one can see the welling up of cold springs easily, and there is unique waterborne life in this area. So it's very precious to me, and in fact, to a lot of other people. I was the primary writer of the recreation guides to the Columbia Slough and the paddler's guide to the Columbia Slough, each of which note this area for its special environmental qualities. So Little Four Corners, this little part of the old Stanley Park that was envisioned for Portland, I guess, is also a place where local schools in East Portland have access to come down and do environmental studies. There are not very many areas like it on a waterway. And I would ask that as we move forward with this, that the idea of year-round access, it's not just for paddlers and people who want it during the good weather months. In fact, spring, fall, and winter are the times when most people will use this, and so we need to have a very clear access and management strategy. Thank you. I hope that many of us can be involved in the conversation about how this management will go forward. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Linda Robinson. I'm testifying today on behalf of the Columbia Slough Watershed Council. First, I wanted to say this particular area of the slough, as Susan said, is a really special area. When I met Alice Blatt about 30 years ago, and she was working on Columbia Slough issues, this is the place that she first took me to show me kind of the value and the variety of the Columbia Slough. It's really cool to see. It's a shallow, clear water. You can clearly see, standing on the banks, this water, the springs bubbling up. I mean, it's very unique. So we were really important to keep that access. So I just wanted to read a portion of the letter that the Columbia Slough Watershed Council submitted. The connection from 112th Avenue to the Columbia Slough is an important public access point. This area is called Little Four Corners, noted for its clear springs bubbling up from the bottom, the riparian forest along the banks, and its gentle slope for canoe access. The Columbia Slough is a significant land and water trails for residents, but there aren't very many places where the public can actually access the waterways, so it was important to keep this one open. The connection at Northeast 112th is one of the few points and should not be relinquished. This access point has already been published and widely distributed in publications by the Columbia Slough Watershed Council. So we recommend that the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and we commend them for stepping forward and agreeing to take the recreational easement access. That was a big question for some time, which bureau could and would accept that access. So we appreciate the work that Andrew Abbey and others have done on this, and that this will be kept open for recreation. And I agree with Susan in terms of the timing. We do, there's a lot of use of it in the wintertime. It's easy to get to. You don't have to walk through a lot of brush, and it's important for East Portland.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony.
Hi, my name is Corky Collier. I'm Executive Director of the Columbia Corridor Association. The Columbia Corridor is home to most of Portland's industrial land supply. We supply, and the industrial sector supplies more middle-wage jobs to communities of color than any other sector in the city. Think about that. East Portlanders look to the Columbia Corridor for family-wage jobs. In addition to that, the Columbia Corridor is home to the Columbia Slough, with all of its beauty and a few problems that go along with that. As is Susan, I'm a former board member of Columbia Slough Watershed Council. I'm current supervisor of the Multnomah County Drainage District, and I'm an executive director of the Columbia Corridor Association, with some of the affected landowners as members. With that many hats, I should be hesitant to speak for any one of them, but I'm going to anyway. The Drainage District absolutely needs the maintenance access at this area in order to get to the slough to maintain water operations. In addition to that, as you've heard, the Watershed Council is insistent that we maintain access for recreational boaters. It is a beautiful spot. If any of you would like to go boating on it, give me a call. I'd be glad to take you out there. In the end, both easements seem to be lined up. The recreational easement in particular was difficult, but I think everything's in place. The area has been cleaned up. The improvements have been made. It's beautiful, but it was difficult. It would have been easy for staff to give up or to come up with lesser solutions along the way. But they worked hard and they worked well. And that makes the decision easy for you. I hope you'll see fit to finalize this LID, finalize the street vacation, and allow city staff to move on to the next complicated land use issue. Thanks.
Thanks, Quirky. Thank you all.
And next two are Dean Alterman and Christine Maynard.
Go ahead. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. My name is Christine Maynard, and I work as a consulting wildlife biologist for the City of Portland's Bureau of Transportation. Recently, I worked on the environmental documentation and permitting for the Northeast 112th and Marks LID projects. As I worked on this project, I made several visits to the project site and project area, and I witnessed conditions that made me feel unsafe in the process of my work. I believe that implementing a stewardship plan for this area would be a win for both the people that live and work there, as well as for the environment. The Columbia Slough and the surrounding tributaries provides habitat for many fish and wildlife species that are native to Oregon. The remaining natural areas within the city are especially important because they provide movement corridors for wildlife. The Columbia Slough and its tributaries, including Whitaker Slough, offer refugia for salmon and other listed aquatic species. In addition, this area is home for western painted turtles, which is an ODF and W conservation strategy species, and birds, including hawks, great blue herons, and many songbirds, also use this area to feed and rest while moving from habitat to habitat. Allowing the street vacation returns the ownership of the area to landowners and empowers a public-private partnership to manage and maintain the banks of the Columbia Slough with native vegetation. Effective management and maintenance will be beneficial for wildlife species that utilize this area and will help to provide habitat where little other exists. I encourage you to support the street vacation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor and councilors, Dean Alderman again appearing here for River City Environmental and its affiliate, the adjoining landowner. We support the street vacation. I commend Carl Arruda's hard work as well as Andrew Abbey's in getting us to this point. It aligns the city's interest in the property with what the city actually needs and allows the landowners to make some use of what is there. And you've now heard two items in a row where the lawyer gave the shortest speech. Thank you.
We will remember that. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Your bill will reflect the fact that it was a one-hour piece of oratory, and there wasn't a dry eye. Wasn't a dry eye in council.
No, he only bills on the half hour.
There you go.
So we're okay. So, Steve McGinnis with River City Environmental. Thank you, Mayor and Council, for hearing us today.
Thanks for being here.
You bet. So we get both sides of this. Actually, we're on the LID and also on the vacate on Deering. So I just chose one part of this to talk on everything. This is actually for this piece of property is actually its second LID because we go from 109th to 112th. So we've been participating in both sides of this. One of the things that we've been able to do is when they did 112th is actually bring the sewer down and bring it across the slough. So, you know, I want to, and this was one of the things they weren't able to going to have any type of being able to bring a sewer line out the back of the property if there was any more development in the future. And they were able to figure out how to do this when they did 112. So we really appreciate that as well. Andrew Abbey has worked extremely hard on this whole entire project, keeping all the neighbors informed and keeping us all up to speed. One of the biggest things is we have about 130 some employees that work at River City Environmental. The nice part about it is it's the safety aspect of being able to have the sidewalks out there and also the street lighting at night. It's been a big addition to the neighborhood. We really appreciate that. Let me see here. I forgot my glasses when I came up here. Along with our employees, they are livable wage jobs that we have for all of our folks. And we also need more employees at River City Environmental. Our slogan is that that we believe on and we work for is River City is working together for a cleaner environment. And that's one of the things that we've done on our site there. Actually, we put an additional swell on our site so none of our stormwater was actually leaving our site. We were able to work with the city, and we were batch about 20,000 of our stormwater gallons at a time, and we can reuse those for our jetting on our trucks and sweeping. So we do a lot of filtration and reuse our own stormwater, so nothing leaves our site. So for our additional, we're trying to have less impact on the slough, which the previous folks before all their water did, or a lot of it ran off to the into the slough, and we were able to change that when we came on site. We've had a lot of time to talk with the neighbors and work with Andrew on the planting and the mitigation of what this would look like when it's done and when the council has approved this. So we do wish that that everybody is able to sign off on this.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz.
Mr. McGinnis, you mentioned that you need more employees. Are you actually hiring at this point?
We are.
And what kinds of jobs are you hiring for?
We have everything from washing trucks to sales folks to drivers, which we need the worst way in the world. You know, our drivers are being paid from starting out to from about 21 or 22 an hour to 35 an hour. We need additional office staff. We're hiring another engineer.
Thank you for providing all these good living wage jobs. If somebody happens to be out of work and watching Channel 30 at home right now, how would they get in touch with your company?
Call us, River City Environmental, 503-252-6144. There's a list of jobs. We're looking for about 40 more employees at this point.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Super, super. And one last thing, if I may. What we've looked at doing with all of our neighbors, we said we get this all put to bed. We'd like to have a neighborhood party because there's been three LIDs. I don't know if you know that's been done in the neighborhood and kind of celebrate where we're at and looking to achieve another one or two. There's a few pieces of the streets we'd love to have you out. I think Corky had or Andrew or one of them had said that they'd like to have you out and introduce you to the slough and see the area. And we'd like to have a party, invite you all, and just see what the what's been able to be done in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's very generous. Thank you all. Does that complete public testimony, Carla?
I believe that's all who signed up.
Very good. So, Commissioner Fritz.
Just before you pass on, I want to commend Commissioner Saltzman and Matt Grumman in his office, because this has been on the council agenda and back again a couple of times, and I really appreciate that they've taken the time to get the easements and, as one of the testifiers said, made it easy for us to vote aye. So thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. And Andrew, thank you. These items numbers 372 and 373 are first readings of non-emergency ordinances. They move to second reading. Thank you.